Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Saturday, the 25th of June. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, numbers 120 to 134. Those sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And today, we're up to Psalm 128, verse 5. It reads, "May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem." It's halfway through a sentence there, but we'll go on to verse 6 tomorrow. Don't worry. This is a psalm all about blessing. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, walk in his ways. You will eat the fruit of your labor, wife a fruitful vine, children olive shoots. We are blessed, those of us who fear the Lord. And then he finishes here in verse 5, well, almost, and verse 6 follows with a similar theme. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, you see, earlier he's been talking about family life, wife and children. He's been talking about our work, our sphere of influence immediately in our own home and around us. But he expands it here. In other words, God's blessings aren't just about us and our family, but our prosperity is bound up with the bigger picture of what God is doing in the community of faith, the local community of faith, otherwise known as the church, and the broader community of faith, known as the kingdom. The prosperity of God's special possession must mean everything to us, and that is what Zion and Jerusalem symbolize here. God's kingdom must mean everything. It is something we're walking towards and working towards. We as Christians have a destination. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. You were also included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the day of redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. We're going in a direction. We have an inheritance. We have a destination. That's where we're going. Are we working and praying for the prosperity of the kingdom and the family of God, not just our own household? It's been noticed, and I've seen it many times, that families who focus exclusively on their children and do not include others in their family, bringing others into their home, are more neurotic and self-absorbed than families who invite others into their home and lives. Children who have a home that is busy with others grow up to have an understanding of God's love. Those who are isolated and not just protected, but held back from exposure to others are those who become self-absorbed. There need to be sensible boundaries, of course, but let's be sober about our personal situation. What is your tendency? Over-hospitality or under-hospitality? If our children are going to grow to be concerned for others, they will need to see it displayed by their parents in their own home. May we see the prosperity of Jerusalem, not just our own home. In other words, may you be blessed from God, by God, from his store of blessings, and not just for a season, but for all your life. He says in verse 5, all the days of your life. This is possible. The best time to be a Christian is today. Today's a great day to be a Christian, and yesterday was too, and tomorrow will be. But let's not worry about tomorrow, as Jesus said in Matthew 6, 33 and 34. Seek first his kingdom. Oh, the prosperity of the kingdom again comes up. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Today is a great day to be blessed by God. Let's seek the benefits of the kingdom. Let's seek the benefit of others and trust God to take care of us. Tomorrow, we will go on to verse 6. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about our church work, have a look at nwlcc.org. You can contact me from there. And until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.